Dark Satellite Media.
You have a male and female relationship, or we could even talk about wrestling if you want. So all you have to do is write into my post office box, and I'll read all your mail and answer all your questions on Beulah's box, because I'm Beulah, and my box is always open.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
This is Great Muta. And you are listening to the Turnbox Robux with Phil Lea and that pain in the Astropion Light in M Radio.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah.
Aha!
Episode 311. Hey, how come you don't hear you?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, do it again. Yeah, I can hear him.
Take that thing off.
Yeah, take that condom off right there.
Hold on. Take the thing off. Take it off.
You gotta go raw.
Say hello.
Okay, no. That's perfect. Right, no.
What?
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, Turnbuckle Throwbacks Live, RantEMRadio.com, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, and Dark Satellite Media. I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I am joined by...
Oh, me? I thought you were going to ask him.
No.
Oh.
Ladies first.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Coming for you, that means a whole lot of nothing.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
It's the Choppy. The pain in the ass. The R-A-Y cyst.
This guy's a fucking mook.
And the mook.
Anybody see Richie?
And my cousin Richie's in the room.
Oh, Richie! And my wife's in the house, too. Hey, wifey.
Anybody see Richie?
You know what we're going to be doing tonight?
Doing
flips and shit.
And ladies and gentlemen, joining us tonight in the room, and in studio,
in Studio C,
is the Hammer.
Hey.
What's up, kid?
Hey. What a jerk off.
Yeah. Means a whole lot of nothing.
Hey.
What's up?
All right. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah? How you been, Hammer?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? School's done? You ready for seventh grade now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Talk into the mic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my God. You're going to
seventh grade.
You're going to junior high?
He's in junior high.
No, I am in junior high.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, they started sixth grade.
I thought it was seventh grade.
No.
Maybe in Jersey.
Jersey. We're ass backwards then.
No, it's... They do it in a couple places. Not just half Jersey. They do it differently.
In Portugal, they...
In Portugal, they don't even have school. You guys are on a boat.
No, we go to a farm. No, believe it or not, high school starts in fifth grade for us.
Really?
Okay, terrific.
High school.
Yeah, it's weird.
When do you guys graduate? When you eight?
No, well, my dad was 17 years old when he was in eighth grade, so. You know why? Because he didn't give a shit.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What?
What?
High school at fifth?
high school?
They start high school in fifth grade, I'm telling you.
Will you stop?
Anyway, so Ham is ready for the summer, man.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, man. Everybody's ready for the summertime. It's been dumb hot here.
Dumb hot?
Yeah.
More than dumb hot, it's been retarded hot.
I saw a couple of gazelles run past me today.
That's Florida.
That's for, yeah.
Okay, terrific.
Wow. Hammer's on fire. First he has his cryptic tweets on Twitter.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Wait, what?
With your fruity tweets.
By the way, that drawing you did?
Yeah.
You made him look like Juan Pablo from the Minikin spot. I look like Jose Estrada from fucking who's balding behind the line making breakfast sandwiches at the bodega. Come on, bro. Do I look that bad?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
This guy's a fucking moot.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
One for you.
Oh, that's terrible. By the way, why did I look cross-eyed when you did that drawing?
Tuppy's a pain in the ass.
And poor Phil. You added like an extra 30 pounds to his face. What the hell, man?
Wow.
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 Wow. But it was a very nice artistic try. I appreciate that.
Wow. Wow.
What?
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 I'm over here now.
Anyways,
it's been a week. I'm
bro.
Ready. Yeah,
Bro.
Bro, I want to talk about Matt Riddle too tonight. I got some. I got
the Riddler.
A little bit of scoops yesterday.
The Riddler.
A lot of scoops. Not a lot of news tonight.
Oh my God! Oof.
A lot of news as we speak. Best in the World, Ring of Honor just started. It was announced that Eli Drake will be the mystery partner
of
Dummy.
Dummy. Yeah.
NWA champion Nick Aldis. Magnus
taking on the Briscoes. We saw Rush. Fight the
Rush Butria, Rush Mat, the greatest line cook.
Oh. Dalton Castle's coming out now.
What is he? What is he? Oh, well, he doesn't even have the boys. No,
he turned on the boys.
We
were there for that, dude.
I know we were there for, but why didn't he? Why did he turn on the boys?
Because he's like a full fledged heel now.
He's a jerk off.
No, that's you. No.
Mario says we don't know hot. Well, you live in Texas, man.
What? What did he say?
Mario lives in Texas. We don't know what hot
you
is.
Know, you want to know something, motherfucker? You don't know cold, so fuck you.
Tip their hat to a lady.
That's right.
Hey, big boy. Big boy.
Listen, when you're fat and it's 90 degrees, it's not fun. It's really not.
It's true.
Not fun at all.
True.
Balls sweat. Your legs sweat. Your asshole sweats. Your titties sweat. Everything sweats. Every crease. The sweat dripped around the body crease.
Me want sweat in the butt crease.
Me want screw face. God damn it.
Fuck the revival.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
exactly.
Seriously.
Jerks. So what you been up to, kid?
Not that much.
Did you renew your pass for Great Adventure this year?
No.
You're not going to Great Adventure this year?
We're going to Dorney Park in the summer.
Hey, that's...
Talking to the mic.
I did.
All right. Going where?
I see the green dot.
Don't worry about the green dot.
Dorney Park.
So you're going to... You're not going to...
Can you say that one more time?
Dorney Park.
What, are you from Boston all of a sudden? Pack. We're going to the pack.
Where'd you get your pass from?
I got it from a Negro.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't.
We didn't get a pass from Dorney Park.
Dorney Park?
What are you going
once? I got a Dorney Park story for you.
Hold on
after
a second.
The show.
Oh, excuse me 1 second. Oh. 1 minute.
What's the matter?
I forgot something. Hold on. I got something.
Oh, boy.
I'm good. Sorry.
Oh, you good?
I'm good. Sorry. Oh.
Okay, terrific.
False alarm.
Okay, hey, terrific.
Oh, fuck your hand, dude.
It was 108 because you live in South Florida, Richie.
Oh, Richie!
Hey, Richie!
Anybody see Richie? Anybody see Richie?
Anyone know Richie did Bobby Lupo?
Hi, baby.
Hold on, let's fix this.
No one wants to see a fat head.
So they brought... They someone just came in with a vengeance, man.
It did.
Like, it just... It's like
the 20th hit, the 21st hit, and all of a sudden...
It was like 100 degrees every day.
Super hot, dude.
It wasn't as humid, though, but still, like, it shouldn't be this hot this early.
No. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you don't even get this weather around July.
No, of course. August. Yeah. Dog days of summer.
Oh, my God, dude. It's super hot.
So what else you got going on this summer? You going to camp this summer? Nothing. So you're going to Dorney Park? You're not going to Great Adventure anymore?
We're going to Great Adventure at the end of the year.
Like, you, I didn't know you liked Great Adventure so much.
He's got a season pass. A season pass. Season pass,
like, the you like the rides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite ride?
Bajavo?
Really?
Yeah. Doing flips
and shit. You like doing those flips and shit? Doing flips and shit. Okay. Terrific.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay. Terrific.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Terrific.
So, yeah.
Bro.
What, bro?
Bro.
My work week was just sweating balls all day. That's all I could say about that.
My work week was fun and games.
Yeah, I know. By the way, I was going to ask you, did you watch any wrestling this week?
I don't think so.
You didn't watch any wrestling?
I don't think so.
You've been bragging for 2 weeks that you're coming on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. You haven't watched any wrestling?
Any wrestling?
Like, we don't want you to watch the throwback, but...
I watched it last week and the week before, but I don't think I watched
You didn't wrestling. Watch any wrestling?
I don't think I watched shocked. Any wrestling this week.
Hold on, I gotta fix this camera. This shit's annoying me.
No, just fix the camera, Chop. Have at it.
Now we can't see Philly.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta fix this, like that. Oh, there we go. At least we got...
You could move it up top if you want to.
Oh.
Or just leave it like that. It doesn't matter.
Hold on. You know what? Let's see what happens.
Dummy, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Anyway, we're live on Facebook. We're live on Rant EM Radio. We're also live on YouTube.
Are we?
Yeah, we're
on
YouTube.
Oh, now we can't see Philly. We can also
Bobby Q is in the room.
Who's Bobby Q?
I don't know. Scott Kilmer for president. I don't know who that is.
Scott who?
But thanks for joining us anyway.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
He's not here anymore.
I wonder who's Bobby Q.
I don't know.
Is he? Does he mean barbecue?
No, Scott Kilmer for president. I don't even know what that means. Sorry. But okay.
Who's Scott Kilmer?
I don't know.
Short winter, long summer. You want to know something, Mario? Go fuck your hand.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Mike Palmer?
Mr. Palmer's in the house?
Mr. Palmer's in the Mike house?
Palmer? Yeah, fuck him. No, I'm just kidding. I like
him.
Arnold Palmer?
What? What?
Wait.
Oh, by the way, I want to thank one of our fans for giving out that nice review.
Oh, Jimmy from RSA?
Yes,
yeah,
man.
Go follow RSA reviews on Facebook.
Thanks, buddy. That was really nice, man.
Yeah, man. He gave us a cool... He made us a video and... critiqued us and gave us a nice review.
God damn it. How come I can't see you, Philly? Hold on.
So, yeah, go support RSA reviews. Go check out our boy Jimmy.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Aha.
Aha.
You know what? I'd rather see Philly and Mikey, not me.
No, what are you doing, dude? Don't worry about it. Put it the way you had it before, the first time.
Maybe you sit in the middle and I sit on the
I don't know.
Because I'm small.
Listen, I don't know.
Listen, shut your face.
He said, shut your face.
Shut your fuck.
We ask you to do it every week and you still don't.
Shut your face.
Shut your mouth hole.
Shut your mouth hole?
What a jerk off. Wow. Wow.
He said shut your mouth hole.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific is right. What are you getting from this? Is this because he's becoming a teenager next year? What the hell?
He's already a teenager.
No, I'm not.
Well, you're
shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Put that cigarette
Listen, out. Just because you're over the hill doesn't mean you can make everyone else older.
This is true.
Jerk off.
This is true.
George Dominguez is in the house.
That thing between your nose and your chin just keeps moving.
Oh.
Yeah. What up, George?
I like that one.
Man Cave Georgie's in the room. You know you guys are freaking awesome show. Oh, thanks. Thank you, Richie, for the video.
Well, you know what, something, Richie? Go fuck your hand.
No.
I like Richie, actually.
He made us a video.
No, Richie's a good guy. I like Richie. Yeah, Richie hits me up all the time.
Anybody see Richie?
Yeah, Richie's he's over here now. Did you know that?
Is he?
He's over here now.
All right.
I'm over here now.
See? So, I... not begrudgingly, but I did not see NXT this week. I'm
pissed at NXT this week.
I heard about... You saw that?
I saw the cage match.
The cage match was good.
Oh, so you did see it?
I saw NXT. I only saw like clips from YouTube.
Okay, that's fine. At least you saw something.
Yeah.
All right, get off Fortnite and watch some wrestling for me, all right?
Okay.
Stop being a putz. So, I normally don't agree with Bully Ray, but I was listening to Busted Open yesterday because of all the news.
What do you say now?
No, he made a point that the cage match between Io Shirai and Shayna Baszler should have been done differently.
Explain.
Because when we were growing up, a cage match kept everybody else out, kept the wrestlers in, and it finished the feud. Okay? Now you put referees in the cage. Shayna Baszler's crew gets involved. Candice LeRae gets involved. Like, okay, even though Shirai didn't win, spoiler alert,
yeah,
it wasn't even definitive. It was they kicked each other's asses. It was a good match, but the cage means nothing now. The cage match means absolutely nothing.
You know what the cage match used to mean to me?
Everything.
This is what the cage match used to mean. Like you said, it used to mean the end of a feud. Mm-hmm. It also meant that the champion loses the title at the cage match. Mm-hmm. Remember when Flair used to lose the titles all the time in cage matches back in the day? All the time. So I can see where Bully Ray's coming from, because he's old school like you. You know, he believes that the cage match should finish a feud. There should be no shenanigans. It should be a decisive win between two top-tier superstars. So,
you know, yeah, it is. It's a prop.
Hey, Edwin, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Ed?
Hey.
It's Cooch, actually. We call him Cooch in the neighborhood.
You want to know something? Who gives a fuck?
It's Edwin. I give a fuck. That's Cooch.
No, fuck you!
Fuck you!
God damn, you're an asshole.
You fucking jerk-off.
You're a jerk-off. That's what I think of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyways, what besides the cage match, what else was on there? That was good. Oh, I heard, did Keith Lee fight one of WrestlePro's own?
Yeah.
Nikos the Greekos, whatever his name is?
Nikos Rikos.
Yeah, Nikos Rikos.
Yep.
That guy has a weird fucking outfit. What the hell is
Keith up? Keith Lee beat the snot out of him.
No shock there.
Bask in his greatness.
You know,
bask in his greatness,
you know, these
that's
wrestle,
right.
You know, these WrestlePro guys are all jobbers anyways.
Okay, terrific.
Except for Fall Abba and Kevin Matthews.
Yeah.
Fall Abba's the shit,
I love Fall Abba.
I like Fall
Abba. He's
Abba.
Amazing.
Bah, bah, bah.
Who would have thought?
That, no, not at all.
That guy would be
good
on
for him.
I love Bob.
I love Fall Abba. Yeah,
such a great guy.
Ooh. So yeah, I agree with Bully Ray, because after all the news that dropped yesterday, I jumped on. We'll get into that in a minute, but I jumped on. I was at the mall, and I had to a dentist. I went to the mall just to get rid of the pain. I just had to walk the pain off. I was in so much pain.
I understand.
What happened?
I had to get a root canal done on my tooth. So I went to the mall, did some retail shopping, did some retail therapy.
Okay.
And I
what'd you buy?
And I bought a couple lids, you know, and some lunch. I bought Chick-fil-A for lunch.
Ooh, Chick-fil-A.
Not bad.
It's okay.
Yeah, I had it before. Me and Michael's aunt Tina had it
a few times. I've had better checkers than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm listening to Bully Ray and Busted Open with our man Dave LaGreca, friend of the Shining Wizards. And he was saying it's a prop. It's a bit like Mike Palmer said. It's basically a prop. The cage match was not significant. What else happened? They had Adam Cole,
Bebe,
and his world tour. Next week, Roddy's fighting. Who the hell is Roddy fighting next week? He's fighting somebody next week. They advertised that. I forgot already. But I was falling asleep in and out of the car. I
want to look it up.
Yeah. But that cage match pissed me off, dude. Like, really pissed me off. It wasn't definitive. You know, when I was a kid, the cage match ended the feud. If you had a cage match with somebody, that means you exercised every option.
Can I ask you something? Stop whistling. Were you more pissed off about the fact that there was a heel turn at the end of the match?
No, I don't care about that. That didn't bother me. That confused me.
Really?
Like, how are you going to turn on somebody who helped you?
Johnny Gargano? Is he funny?
Oh, yeah. Is it Johnny Gargano?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
No, it's wrong. Sorry. Wrong. I'll find it.
Yeah, you better be wrong.
All right, stop tapping that, dude. Hold on. Just hold on to it. You'll be all right. You don't have to tap it. You don't have to tap it, because I can hear it, and it's annoying. Stop. Seriously. So, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
He's good?
He's very nervous.
He needs to bring back the old school cage.
Oh, the blue one?
No, how about no ref in the cage?
You know what really fucked up the cage match?
Putting
a referee in the match?
Yeah, pinfall submissions fucked up the cage
match.
Yeah,
you should just be getting out of the cage and winning. That's it. No other
fucking
submission. You should have put pinfalls in. It should have just been get out or submission.
No submission moves.
Over the top or through the door.
No,
that's it.
No submission moves, no fucking pinfalls. Just
over the top or through the door.
That's it. That's, I don't know what the fuck happened. Where, what year it changed that all of a sudden the rules changed on a cage match? It's stupid.
I agree. 100%.
The attitude era.
Probably the attitude era. He's probably right.
No, the PG era changed, not the attitude era.
No, I think the attitude era they had pinfalls as well.
They did?
Yeah, I think so. I think you were right the first time. I think you said it was pinfalls. Crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Richie says yes. But I did see some of Stomping Ground.
Let's go over that real quick.
I actually...
Let's go over it. I have the card here.
I actually...
Because I watched it.
I actually enjoyed it.
I did too.
I did.
So you did watch wrestling.
My no, Stomping Grounds is Sunday.
Right, that starts the week, buddy.
Oh, yeah, so that's true. Okay, yeah. I did
so...
All right, so let's get into the matches.
The pre-show match was really good.
Finally...
Our boy, Drew Gulak.
Even though I love Tony Nese, Drew Gulak deserves a nice little...
That's the one match I didn't see.
What?
That was the best match in the card.
Probably the best match of the whole night.
I'm sure the highlight was...
Oh, my God, bro.
What was it? The suplex onto...
Oh.
He suplexed...
What? We lost our video feed?
Get out of here with this nonsense.
What the hell happened? What did you do? Who did you...
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Who did you piss off?
I didn't piss off anybody.
Here we go. I'm still trying to figure out, like, where do we go after the Gulak? Does he go on with Tony Nese?
Well, he beats Tony Nese and Tozawa for the title.
Now does he feud with Tony Nese now?
I don't know, but he did the torture rack neckbreaker. That's how he scored the pinfall.
That was dope.
That's pretty dope, actually.
A lot of people don't know this, but Drew Gulak was a catch point guy in Evolve.
Yeah.
That's another bit of news. Evolve is going to be broadcasting on WWE Network.
What? Yeah, they're doing it on the same night as AEW's event.
Yeah, they're trying to compete.
And Kenny Omega was like complaining about it. I'm like, dude, stop. Because everybody Dusty did it at WrestleMania. He did it with the great...
Correct.
Yeah. It's been done for years. And I love Kenny Omega. Don't get me wrong. He's one of my favorite wrestlers in the last 10 years. He needs to stop.
Kenny Omega was complaining. What did he say?
He went on social media. He basically complained that someone was putting up a show against their live event.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? The balls on this guy?
Well,
so, you know, and a lot of stuff's been... Like, in the last 24 hours, there's so much shit going on.
Richie.
Anybody see Richie? But I don't know. I why would you complain about that? You're giving away a show for free. Was it Twitch or something like that?
Yeah.
Right? On Fight TV or something like that, right? You're giving away an event to plug your event, to plug your new Fed. Who cares what WWE does?
If I were Kenny Omega, I wouldn't even worry about what's going on the Fed.
It doesn't matter.
Just concentrate on what you guys are doing, because you guys are doing some really good work.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to worry about what WWE is doing. By you complaining about WWE, it's making you look foolish.
And then he tried to like retract it. He's like, I wasn't talking about the talent because I wish everybody good luck. And I was like, no one cares, dude.
You complain.
You wrestled once in 6 months.
Motzbach is in the house.
What's up, Motzbach? Yeah.
But here's the thing: like, he could complain all he wants. It's his opinion. It's his freedom of speech to do.
Yeah,
whatever.
Of course.
However, for him to complain about the E going up against them the same night as Fyter Fest, I mean, there should be no complaint.
And it's a free event.
It's a free event. Who cares?
And WWE has had a working agreement with Evolve for...
A couple years now.
A couple of years.
I mean, even their NXT talent has become tag team champions at Evolve, so who cares?
Yeah, the next event, that event's going to have Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly...
The whole Undisputed Era is going to be there.
Adam Cole, yeah. So, Velveteen Dream was on the last one, right?
Gargano was there.
Gargano was there. You know,
I'm very excited for this Evolve event. I don't know which one to watch, Fyter Fest or Evolve.
Hammer and I have seen a couple Evolve shows.
How was it live?
No, we saw them. We
saw
Chicago
live.
Chicago, you saw them.
We rented a couple of events.
Evolve.
And we also bought a couple DVDs, too, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Sugar Shane is in the house.
What up, Sugar Shane? So, but we like Evolve, right? Yeah. Evolve was fun.
What's Evolve like? Ring of Honor?
No, Evolve is like a hybrid of Ring of Honor and Chikara.
Yeah,
but it has a. I mean, Rail came from there. I know that.
Yeah, a lot of guys did. It's just it's a hybrid. It's got everybody. You know,
Adam Cole was in there.
I know Gulak was. Guys. I know Gulak was there.
Cedric Alexander.
Our boy Chris Dickinson is there.
Dirty Daddy.
Jocko was there, I believe.
Yep.
And a lot of guys have been in.
Gargano
was there. A lot of guys.
I think the whole team Pazuzu was there.
Yeah, even the LAX.
LAX was there.
LAX was
and,
there.
The Evolve match was, what's their faces from...
Talking to the mic.
Sorry, what's their faces from... What do you call it? Lucha Underground.
Oh, yeah.
The two high-flying black kids.
The
one that has the black mask.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
They had a good match,
yeah.
They were, like, the two high-flying guys, and they had a feud, and they, like, went all out.
Yeah,
it was a great match.
I thought so.
Good.
All right, thanks, Mon. I'll try it. We got a secondary feed, though, so right now we're good. I'll log into Honor Club later, but thank you.
Yes. I think Rush is the greatest line cook I've ever seen.
Rush.
Oh, here comes the skanks.
The skanks.
I can't believe they're heels, bro. They're heels, like, especially this one. Fucking, what's her name? Vanilla Sky bullshit. Fuck her, bro.
Mandy Leon is gorgeous.
Mandy Leon is probably the best thing in that group.
I got Mandy Leon turned heel.
Yeah, at G1.
Yeah, yeah. I think she should be a heel. She's a good talker.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nice. She got nice stuff.
Phil.
What? I said stuff. I didn't say I was nice.
Stuff.
Very respectful. Nice he was being
she
very
has nice eyes.
Very big beautiful eyes.
Big beautiful eyes.
What?
Love those eyes.
Those are great.
Yeah. I mean, pretty soon you're gonna like big eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Terrific.
Did you just love having a child here?
My boy, I missed him. It's nice to have you.
I have gas.
Yeah.
I didn't fart yet.
Oh, you didn't fart yet?
No, not yet.
It's going to happen. All right, let's finish Stomping Grounds. There it is. Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans.
That match sucked.
Yeah.
that match was garbage. It was like total slap in the face.
Do we like Lacey Evans?
No.
No, she's garbage. Why did they even call her up from NXT? She's dog shit.
I'm not a fan.
She's like, I'm going to hit you with a women's right because that's what I do. Fuck you. New Day versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, that was a good
decent,
match.
Yeah.
That was a decent match.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I think I'm glad that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn won. They deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
When is Big E going to turn?
Oh, SummerSlam.
Soon.
I say SummerSlam.
We've been saying it for like a year now.
SummerSlam.
2 years.
Yeah.
SummerSlam, goddammit.
At first it was going to be a Xavier Woods, and then like it was Big E.
As long as he's not fucking Dolph Ziggler's lackey again... It's gonna be SummerSlam.
As long as he's not. Oh, he might. He could join Shane and all them.
Oh God, no! I hope not. I love Big
E. It'll make them better.
Biggie's.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not mad at Shane. Somebody said to me yesterday. It's funny. The two girls in my dentist office. They're huge wrestling fans.
Really?
Yeah, like marks. They actually invited me to Extreme Rules next month in Philly, but I can't go because I have a family event to go to. So she said to me, the one girl at the reception, and she's like. So what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm waiting for him to turn, man.
Biggie's gonna turn heel.
I'm waiting for Biggie to turn.
Biggie's gonna turn, goddammit. Look at this resume. NXT champion, Intercontinental champion, Raw tag team champion, SmackDown tag team champion.
Debuted at WrestleMania. Had his first match.
Longest tag team champion of all time.
Yeah.
What a decorated athlete that guy is.
I agree. Ricochet beating Samoa Joe.
That was a great match. Great match.
Can we all stop saying that Ricochet is the second coming?
Of what?
He's this, he's that.
The second coming of what, though?
Exactly. Like, leave him alone.
He's his own guy. Yeah. First off, Ricochet is not a nobody. He's not a copy of somebody else. He's just his own person. I think he's the first of his own kind. That's it, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, no.
It was
Richie. No.
What did Richie say?
What did Richie say?
Big E and Bobby. No! 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 Richie! Why, Richie? Why would you say that? We got a couple of haters over here now?
Now, what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
Anybody see Richie?
Oh, my God, Richie. I just got agita from that one.
No! Not even that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look, my wife's like, you've been saying that for the last couple of months, you fucking mook.
This guy's a fucking mook.
No, Richie has attacked.
No!
We said no! No tag team! Damn
no
it!
No manager, no bodyguard.
Bobby Lashley should just be Lashley on main event. That's it.
Wow!
Lashley,
will you stop?
Lashley should just be on main event and superstars. That's it.
He should be on 205 Live.
He should be on 305 Live.
He should be on 718 Live.
718? What is that, the Ridgewood area code? Calling Douche Inc.?
No. I still like Kofi Kingston and R-Truth Black Kofi to the Black Coffee.
What a racist you are.
I love that.
By the way.
What?
Speaking of R-Truth.
Spear checker.
Do you have a European TV champ?
Vince is very high on R-Truth lately.
Spear checker.
Oh, sorry.
And you know what that means?
What?
There's rumblings.
Oh, stop.
Rumblings.
Stop.
Rumblings.
All right, which finishes first?
Are they pushing them?
Let's stop. Let's continue. This was a good match. Daniel Bryan and Roman versus Heavy Machinery.
It was all right.
Wasn't bad.
It was okay. Heavy Machinery is not
good. I like Daniel Bryan in the tag team.
I don't like Rowan.
No one likes Rowan.
I think Rowan's dog shit.
Alexa Bliss versus Bayley.
It was all right.
Nikki Cross just got married.
Why is Nikki Cross a lackey, bro?
I don't know, but she just got married to what's his face?
To Killian Dane?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Harry Sasquatch got hurt? Wow. Yeah, good for him.
He's lucky. She has nice eyes, too.
I'm not
going to. No, does she? No.
Oh, I mean, I like her.
The bakery that she owns is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bakery
she owns is really good.
Of course. This match was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Who is this, Mike?
The Big Joe.
Say that again?
The Big Joe.
You should replace Michael Cole.
What? Who was that, Mike?
The Big Joe.
Roman Reigns. Against Drew McIntyre.
That was a pretty good
match. I still don't see the appeal of Drew McIntyre.
You're a jerk off. What's wrong with you?
I don't dislike him.
You're an idiot.
Why am I an idiot?
Because you don't like Drew McIntyre?
I don't dislike him. I said I don't know what the big deal is. I don't think he's that great.
He's the big effing deal.
Is he?
But he's bigger deal than Rhino was.
Leave Rhino alone.
Rhino wasn't that big of a deal, though.
Yes, he was. In ECW, he was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about WWE.
All right, now this was a cage match.
That was all right.
It wasn't terrible.
I've seen better cage matches from these two.
Yeah. Ziggles versus Kofi.
It should have been him.
It should have been me. I should be champion. What a stupid promo.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Why am I... What?
No, I'm the one that made fun of him.
God, go eat a bag of fried dicks.
No.
Him.
How about you do it?
And Baron Corbin.
That's my guy, dude. Baron Corbin's the shit, dude. I like
that. No, he's not.
He's the man.
This match was so depressing because...
Why?
Because they made Lacey Evans the referee.
Yeah, the end result was pretty bad.
That Choppy called that they were going to have a mixed tag team.
Baron Corbin.
Who am I? Chopstradamus.
Chopstradamus.
Called it.
Call me now for your free reading.
Call me now for your free tarot card reading.
Tarot card reading, your batty boy.
Baron
Corbin. You need to stop calling them booty calls. You need Jesus, boy.
You need Jesus, boy. You need Jesus.
You need Jesus.
You need Jesus.
You need to stop the sweat down your body crease.
In your body crease.
More fire.
Hot, hot, more fire. Book, 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 book,
book, book, book, book, book. Baron Corbin, let me ask you something. Do you think he's a credible heel? Do you think he has X-Pac heat, or does he have, like...
No, he doesn't have X-Pac. He's got heat.
He's got
heat.
He doesn't have X-Pac. He's a good heel.
He doesn't have X-Pac heat.
He's a great heel.
What's the matter, kid? When are they making a tree hugger tag belts? No.
That happening.
That's not happening.
Not happening, Richie. I don't think so.
Dummy. Yeah.
Dummy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm,
Hammer! Tony Z said, Hammer!
Tony Z's in the house? What is this jerk-off doing?
That's Shining Wizards Tony to you every Tuesday live on Rant EM Radio. That's a cheap plug right there. That's right.
How's he comment and then he joins?
Because he's fucking Shining Wizards Tony.
Was he a wizard of some sort?
He's a wizard. Oh, I see what you... Aha! Aha!
Oh, wow.
What is this, velvet?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. You know Kunta from upstairs.
You know Kunta from upstairs.
So Stomping Ground wasn't bad, you know.
The end result of the match was kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, that was dog shit, as you would say.
It was dreadful.
It was pretty dreadful.
It was dreadful. I'm sorry.
Did you watch the whole thing, Hammer?
I don't think.
Were you playing fucking Fortnite till 3 in the morning?
I haven't played Fortnite.
You're such a liar.
Yeah,
you're such a liar
because every time you buy something on PlayStation, the PlayStation gimmick, I get the email. So you've been buying stuff from Fortnite.
Oh, I got it from my friend. It was his birthday.
Oh, are you buying Fortnite gifts now?
You could do that.
Did you get anything for your stepdad? Nothing.
No, you don't pay for
it. I rocked the Mukhtang shirt. Available at ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey! Cheap plug! Nice!
I'll put the link up from July 1st to July 8th. 20% off everything in the store.
Wow.
Type in ProWrestlingTees.com.
Wow.
The promo code is America.
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 Please buy a Turnbuckle Throwback shirt. It supports us.
Gives us some money in our pockets.
Wow.
Gives us like 10 cents in our pockets.
Yeah. Wow.
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 Yeah, man. So be a mark, buy the shirt. Hammer's got Choppy's childhood picture as his screensaver.
Yeah, because he wants to know something. He wants to make fun of me to his friends.
We have four delicious designs. You know that? You know what they sell in Pro Wrestling Tees?
What?
Pro Wrestling Illustrated shirts.
Wow.
I'm buying one.
You should get the dusty one.
It's just a it's just Pro Wrestling Illustrated on it.
Oh, that's it?
Okay. I have a Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine.
The new ones are gay.
I have to. I want to show you an article though. I actually bought it for him because I want this. You know, because I saw it in my local store.
All right.
So, but no, let's finish other news.
Got some news. Let's do the biggest news of the week.
You want to do that? Then all right, so we'll do that next. Then we'll do New Japan because they have a card tomorrow morning.
Yes, let's do the biggest news of the week.
So about 28 hours ago.
Yep.
A little longer than that. It was announced that Eric Bischoff and Paul Heyman are back with WWE as executive producers of Raw and SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
respectively. It basically broke the internet.
Everyone was shocked.
It broke the internet. Heyman's going to do Raw, right? And then Bischoff's going to do SmackDown.
Like they should.
Well, yeah, Bischoff's going to do SmackDown because he has a relationship with the TV networks.
Fox.
SmackDown's going to Fox in October.
Which is smart.
Listen, and I said this yesterday on Facebook when Double A posted it. By the way, congrats to The Rant on 600 episodes.
God bless you guys.
Wow.
I made their best of.
You did?
Yeah, when I yelled at Rage in 2014 because he bragged on... Rage called in and bragged that he robbed little kids for Halloween. So I called him up and I tore his ass up. I called him a retard. what's up, KG? We got two wizards.
Damn, we got two wizards?
Two wizards and a paw tree.
Look at the magic is happening.
Ooh, sweet. So anyway, so I said this yesterday on social media.
Yeah.
This is a win-win for everybody involved.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody involved.
However, there's a problem with it being a win-win. If Vince and I give these two guys free reign to do whatever the fuck they want, it's not going to work.
Let me tell you something about this move. It just shows...
How desperate he is?
Because he wants to put some respect... He knows how bad the product is right now to certain fan base.
Vince does? Oh, come on.
He has to know.
No. I don't think he does.
Dude, no. Have you seen ticket sales?
He's so out of touch, dude. Have you seen the recent SmackDown episode? It was hardly anyone there, dude. Bad. They tapered off so many of the seats over there. Oh my god, bro.
What's going on now?
It was so bad.
This is Kelly Klein.
Who?
Fighting.
Oh, the girl with the bakery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, against one of the ugly girls, Allure.
Is it Mandy?
It's the ugly one.
Oh, the one with Davey Richards? Ugh.
Yeah. Angelina. Yeah.
She looks like a
Angelina Love.
She looks like a foot, dude.
She's like a broken Barbie doll.
She looks like a 2x4. She took a 2x4 to the face.
So, you know,
people
are posting, oh, Vince is worried about AEW. Vince is worried about... Vince ain't worried about that.
He's desperate.
He wants to put respectability back into the product.
Listen.
So make them heads of creative. Paul Heyman is a genius turning wrestlers into superstars. And this is going to open up for wrestlers who are under the thumb of writers. Now you're going to see like maybe another CM Punk or another what he did for Big Show. I mean, he did a lot for a lot of people.
Could you imagine what a Paul Heyman could do with a Finn Balor?
Right.
Could you imagine what he could do with an Elias?
Yeah.
Could you imagine what Eric Bischoff could do with an Aleister Black? That's going to be amazing, dude.
What
the hell is this fine doing, dude?
Isn't, like, Aleister Black letting Bray Wyatt in or something?
Oh, you saw that video thing?
Yeah,
saw
like the knocking?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know.
Is that Bray Wyatt, you think?
I don't think so.
No?
Because his door is open and Bray Wyatt knocked on it to let him in.
It's not Bueller's box.
No, definitely not. It's too soon for Bray Wyatt and Aleister Black.
It's too soon for Bueller's box.
But yeah, I think Paul Heyman on Raw is a genius move. Genius.
Yeah.
Eric Bischoff on SmackDown, genius move.
Wonderful.
Because he knows how to talk to TV executives, whereas Paul Heyman knows how to create superstars. And not to say that Eric Bischoff doesn't know how to create superstars, Because you got to keep in mind, he created one of the greatest one of the biggest superstars of the 90s, which was Goldberg. If you think about it, he found Goldberg. So I think that I don't know if it's going to be now or if it's going to be in the fall.
What's up, cuz bro?
Hey, what's up, cuz bro? I don't know if it's going to be now or if it's going to be in the fall where we see a change of the storylines. I don't know. I'm just
listen. You got Heyman, you have Bischoff, you have Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah.
When they brought Pritchard back, that was the start of it. They brought Pritchard back in February.
Nothing's really changed, though.
You know, Bischoff and Heyman are nooks.
They're great.
What up, Jimmy?
Jimmy!
Jimmy RSA Reviews.
So,
Mooks.
Mooks. We'll see.
All I know is that even if it doesn't work right away.
It's going to work.
I think Raw is going to get a major, major, major facelift.
I think that
my feet are cold. Then why'd you wear slippers like everybody else in the mall today?
No, I have suit on.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You have to wait. We're not going to be done for another hour, sir.
So, I think that with Paul Heyman, I want to see what Paul Heyman's going to do with Ricochet. Well, that's going to be a big deal, dude.
There's so many guys.
Oh, Paul Heyman, what's he going to do with Bray Wyatt in his midst?
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
I'm not mad at any of this, man. I'm really not, dude.
I'm excited. Nick German was like very jaded about it.
Everybody, listen.
Everyone's very jaded about this move. I love it. I think it's a fantastic idea. And for anyone who thinks it's not a great idea, just give it some time, let it marinate for a little bit, and maybe you'll like it. Who knows?
Mr. X is like, good shit. Thank you, Mr. X.
Thanks, buddy.
McMahon is out to destroy Conrad. How is this going to hurt Conrad? I don't care about Conrad. Conrad, to me, is minuscule in all
fuck
this.
Fuck him.
Yeah, really. I don't care about Conrad.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mean Gene. Thank you.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm telling you, Bischoff and first of all, Raw should be way different from SmackDown.
It has to be.
Okay.
Why does why do both shows have to be the same?
Raw should be way different from SmackDown and vice versa. And now you have these two guys in the fold. It should make a difference. Significant difference.
Do you think that we're going to get scripts with Paul Heyman? Probably not.
I don't know. Even if you do have scripts, it's Paulie writing them. He's not writing them. He's the head of writing.
I'll tell you right now, man. Paul Heyman is such an anal guy. He wants perfection out of his superstars.
Fuck Nick German.
Mr. Whoa!
I didn't say that.
But,
X did.
It's all
joking. Conrad is the all knowing oracle. KG said.
But
anyways, I don't know, dude. I think it's a win-win.
I think it's going to be great. Wait until the fall and see what happens. I think the fall's going
to be... Let's see how it folds out first.
What happened?
Just the story of Bischoff and Heyman and Vince all coming together full circle at this time in wrestling is awesome. I'm on board. If you're not a wrestling fan, if you are a wrestling fan, if you're devoted to it like you've been for a gazillion years and you're not on board with this, what's... You know, where's your head at? Because if you've been watching this dog shit of a fucking product for the last several years.
You want to know something? There was a time period when the product got a little bit good, and then all of a sudden it just dropped into dog shit.
Listen, there's good all the time. You just have to look for it.
Yeah, look for it.
No, right.
No, what do you mean by good in the WWE or like...
WWE, yeah. I mean, there's a couple of times where I said, well, there's decent pay-per-views or just decent matches on Raw, SmackDown.
But I'm not talking about the match. I'm talking about the stories, dude.
Right, but there's a couple of good stuff.
Listen, the one time that... One of the times that they actually shocked me in this PG era was when fucking Seth Rollins turned on the Shield. Everyone thought it was going to be Roman Reigns turning on the Shield. Back in 2014. That was one of the first times I was shocked. Now, when they need to shock me. I'm not shocked anymore.
Everybody's in fucking panic mode. All the marks on social media are in panic mode. Like, oh my God, Vince is trying to compete. There's no competition.
There's no competition, guys. It's alternatives, God damn it. Stop with the competition word.
And stop.
What about the Hardys? They shocked you.
What?
They shocked everybody.
Well, I'm talking about like... I'm talking about like storyline wise, not like
not showing up
as a shock.
Not Eli Drake showing like, up at.
I'm talking about using their current tonight, crop of talent and shocking me. I'm not shocked.
Oh, Jay Lethal coming out.
That's my boy.
Yeah,
I love Jay Lethal.
Mr. ROH now.
You think he's Mr. ROH?
Oh, 100%.
I agree.
I'm not a fan of the new theme.
I like Jay Lethal.
I like his theme.
I have nothing. There's nothing wrong with Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal is that guy that WWE needs to pick up soon.
Did Jeff Cobb win the title tonight? I was talking to Matt Spock earlier.
You think so?
No.
There's no way.
Bischoff is fine for dealing with Matt Taven's terrible. But what has he honestly done to make you feel good lately about what he can bring to creative? Late WCW TNA, I guess, is an upgrade. Kev, you're 100% right. But it's definitely an upgrade from what they're doing now.
Kev, it's terrible, dude.
And you know what you're giving Bischoff and Heyman that they didn't have before?
Money.
Unlimited resources.
Money!
Money, but unlimited resources. What I mean by that is the talent pool is so fucking deep, and they haven't been this deep in a gazillion years. There's so many people they can work with and turn into stars. So, yes, he hasn't done anything significant. You're 100% right. I will definitely agree with you there. However, it's an upgrade, and they have unlimited resources. And what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, you maniac? That's the bottom line. You know, it's an upgrade with unlimited resources.
It's going to be good.
I hope it is.
Dude.
Listen, you can't be pessimistic. If you're a fan of pro wrestling, you cannot be pessimistic about this. You can't.
Yeah, Kevin. Stop being pessimistic.
No, he's not. I'm saying in general. If you are, then you're truly not respecting the gimmick.
You're a mook. The
yeah, he had Turner, right. Now he's got Vince.
But you got to keep in mind, Vince is a much smarter man than Turner was.
Well, Turner just had them. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about talent. They're not hiring and firing anybody.
They're not, because they want to make sure they got the right.
I'm talking about talent. You look at the rosters on SmackDown and Raw right now. You could make and break a lot of fucking people. Where are you going? Oh,
you guys go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. All right, enjoy.
All right, have at it. Mute his microphone.
So yeah, I mean, keep in mind, a lot of these, I still say to this very day, we have the most athletically gifted talent today than we did 20 years ago.
I agree.
We have a lot of athletes, and you want to know something? As long as we have the right people directing these guys into proper areas, we might see a much better show, a much better product. We'll never get the Attitude Era back, ever. It's not going to happen. However, we have the talent. We have Paul Heyman. We have Bischoff now. Things might change. They might. But we have to wait and see. Just like we have to wait for AEW. Because we don't know what the show's going to be like in October. But yeah. We'll wait and see.
Go get that beer, man. It's dumb hot outside. Enjoy a cold one for your boy.
All right, dude. Later, man.
Thank you for hanging
out. Thanks so much.
Well, come back and hang out with us.
If you can, please.
We need good stories and build up. We need just change, period.
How about this? How about... Make me invested in the fucking stories. I used to be invested.
Emotionally invested.
Emotionally invested in these fucking stories, man.
Like, I still watch it because I love it.
I still watch it for the matches, but I still watch it to see if it gets better.
I still get excited when there's a pay-per-view on. And I even know the pay-per-views aren't good. Like, if I know I'm going to be home, like, I got excited for Stomping Ground, man.
Last time I got excited for a pay-per-view was AEW. You remember how
before that was you were excited for
G1.
For G1. But then SummerSlam last year you were excited about too.
Yeah, but like it takes me a while to get excited for something. But you know what?
But you're not the only one. You're not
TakeOver, I'm sorry about TakeOver.
Right, but you're not like an exception. Like you're part of that pool. I don't want to call it a cesspool because you're not part of the negative Nellies, but
I try to be as positive as I can, you know. I try to be as optimistic as I can because my age group, we're the ones that live through the Attitude Era, and we expect Attitude Era shit all the time. It's not going to happen. It's
smart
not.
Marks remind me of Yankee fans. Yes. And my cousin Anthony knows this because he lives with one.
Yes,
or he lived with one. Yankee fans are
fickle.
Their expectations are high because they constantly win.
Because how many titles do they have?
27.
Exactly.
All right. There's nothing wrong with that. But what happens is the fans get too fucking cocky. And the littlest thing pisses them off. Oh, like the Yankees won half their games this year with a B squad because of injuries. Fans still complained about it. Yesterday, this news drop broke the internet. Fans were still pissing and moaning about it. Like, what the fuck else do you want? If you don't like... And I was telling this to my receptionist yesterday at the dentist office. She's like, I canceled my network subscription. I'm like, you're foolish. She said, why? I'm like, because then you don't appreciate the grand scheme of things. It's your prerogative to cancel the network, but I like the content. I like the specials and the documentaries and whatever, right? I like the vault, even though some of the stuff is, you know, really, really produced bad because they cut the music out and shit, whatever, have you. But you need to, like, put yourself into that kid mode again. Like, suspend your fucking disbeliefs again.
It's not going to happen for some people because they can't.
You know why? Because it's this. It's the internet. It's the fucking Twitter. It's Facebook.
Internet did not ruin...
Internet ruined professional wrestling, dude. Of course, it ruined kayfabe. It gave the fucking kids too much to talk about. Everybody's an expert. Everybody's an expert. Oh, this is not going to happen. How do you know? That's going to happen. Like yesterday... Oh, this nothing's gonna come out of that. How the fuck do you know?
We don't know that yet.
How do you know it's not gonna happen?
We don't know.
You don't know. So get. I mean, suspend. When I go to a movie, okay. When I go to a movie, and I go to movies very often, you know this for a fact.
Correct.
I go to movies sometimes once, twice a month for at least 6 months out of the year. Okay. When I walk into a movie, my world stops. I suspend my disbeliefs. No matter how good, how bad the movie's gonna be. I pay attention, I invest, I walk out, and then I'm good.
Yes.
Pro wrestling, I do the same exact thing. If it's a pay-per-view, you know, I do not give it anything until I see it. That's it. You have to suspend your disbeliefs for a little longer. These kids have no fucking concept. Because it's like, oh my God. As soon as they see something, they go on Twitter, they go on YouTube. People have like hate channels on YouTube about pro wrestling. Like, I hate this because they spend more energy on hating the genre than they do appreciating it and living it.
And you want to know something? I actually spoke to my brother. I actually worked with my brother this week. He's been doing what I've been doing.
Your brother's a casual fan.
He told me was something that I couldn't believe he said. I was like. Hey, Danny, did you watch NXT? He's like, I gave up. I was like, what do you mean you gave up? I can't watch a product where the guys from NXT, when they go to the main roster, they don't know what to do with them. Why invest my time in these guys? This is what he said. Why would I waste my time on these NXT talent? But when they go, because right when they go up to the main roster, they don't know what to do with them. I can't. I just gave up. He's like, right now, I just watch the highlights on YouTube, and I call it a day. That's it. There's no, it's not worth it to me. And then, and I was like, why would you do a disservice to yourself like that? He's like, Andre, I'm not like you. I'm not the diehard fan anymore.
He's a casual fan, which is nothing wrong with that.
And I was like, Danny, there's nothing wrong with you being a casual fan, but for you to like just give up on NXT is retarded. There's like a lot of good stories to be told in that promotion. And he just said, I give up. I'm not into it anymore. Me and him went to the Asbury Park convention for an NXT show like a couple of years ago. And he had a great time. He loved it. He bought Bayley merch because he loved Bayley. He bought Finn Balor merch because he loves Finn Balor. But, you know, he gave up.
I took a casual wrestling fan to the Asbury Park
show.
And
she loved it.
And she hasn't been to a live match since 1994. Okay? And she saw a difference. In what was on during the week in NXT, which is fine. And I explained to her the same thing I'm explaining to everybody else. Oh, look who's in the room.
Hey.
Nick, 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 Nick.
Oh, German suplex!
Yes. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Mr. German is in the building. Anyway, I really want fans, I want our fans of the show to really just step back from the internet once in a while and remember what brought you to watch it. Think about the first match. Think about what happened. Think about the first event you were at. Anything. Like, it ain't that bad. You know? You could... Listen. If you can't find something good out of a weekly show or a monthly pay-per-view, if you can't find a remotely good match or a spot or a promo, if you think everything is dog shit, walk away from it.
Yeah.
Walk away from it.
I think CM Punk said it best on Twitter this week. He said, why do you guys watch a show that you complain about all the time? Just don't watch it. That's what he said on Twitter.
I have no problem with anybody stepping away from pro wrestling and being like, okay, I'm done. I grew up with a bunch of people who just outgrew wrestling. Like, I have friends I've connected, reconnected with. Hey, you still watch wrestling? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. So people think it's like a child thing, like you outgrew your childhood, which is fine.
Yeah, my dad still thinks it's a childhood thing.
Yeah, my dad was the same way. My dad didn't make fun of me, though. My dad was like, what are you doing tonight? I'm getting ready for pay-per-view. You still watch that? Yeah, Dad, I still watch that.
Yeah, your dad did, yeah, but my dad was like...
No, my dad didn't abuse me for it. My dad would be like, yo, you know, whatever.
No, my dad used to abuse me for that.
Right, you know. But my dad was also a fucking Yankee fan, so if my dad would be a wrestling fan, he'd probably be upset because his expectations would be high. Exactly. Like the Yankees. But point being, I enjoyed Stomping Grounds.
So did I.
I enjoy a lot of wrestling lately. I'm the optimistic dude. My glass is always half full. He could tell you I've raised him since he's 2.5 years old. We would watch something and he would tell me, well, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. I'm like, all right, well, why is this bad? And he would tell me explain to me why he thought it was bad. And I would say to him, well, look for this, look for that, look for this, and you look for shit. Just live a little bit.
Expand your horizon.
Step off the internet for a hot second, man. Life ain't that fucking bad. Like, it ain't that. Just suspend your disbeliefs. Enjoy it. There's so much wrestling. New Japan, AEW, Old Japan, all the Joshi promotions. The indies have been booming the last 5-6 years. You got Impact is actually running good shows still. You have options. You have CMLL. You have AAA.
NXT!
NXT. I love New Japan so much, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch that show from Melbourne.
Wait, today?
Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow?
By the way, yeah. We should go over the card.
Oh, we'll do that.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine, dude. It's fine. Southern Showdown in Melbourne. It'll be on New Japan World, I think, and Fight TV. Here's the lineup. We got Okada and Tanahashi versus Jay White and Bad Luck Fale.
Jay who?
Jay.
What?
IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship defending Will Ospreay against Robbie Eagles.
Ooh, that's good.
The Gorillas of Destiny taking on Juice Robinson and Mikey Nichols.
Is his name a heel now?
I don't know.
Juice?
Rocky Romero versus El Fantasmo. Ishii and Yoshihashi versus Takahashi and Chase Owens. Toriano, Sho and Yo versus Ishimori, Gato, and Gino Gambino. Slex versus Aaron Salau. Those are local guys. And Toa Hanare, Shota Umino, and Ren Narita versus Mark Tui, Andrew Villalobos, I'm sorry. And Michael Richards.
Looks like a decent card.
No, it's going to be a good card. It's not on New Japan World. I apologize. It's on Fight TV. It was a Fight TV exclusive.
Okay.
So you can watch it on the streaming gimmick that Nick usually gives us, which is what we're doing right now.
See.
Time
of TV.
So right now it's Jay Lethal fighting Kenny King, K-I-N-G, King.
Is he going for the lethal injection?
Lethal injection. Let's see. Does he do it?
Probably not.
Nope. I love Jay Lethal.
So do I. He's a good worker.
I can't wait to go home and watch the rest of this.
Ooh!
Nice. Very nice.
Isn't that the move that Kenny King does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most certainly is.
What does he call that move?
I forget.
The jerk-off slam?
The jerk-off slam.
Well, that should go YouTube.
Oh, Aaron Salau is Haley's boyfriend. Okay.
Who?
Bailey. Bailey's boyfriend.
Who's
Aaron? The guy wrestling on the Melbourne card tomorrow.
I thought she was wrestling some guy that was not in the business.
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow, she's.
Oh yeah, Nick. Oh yeah, Nick. Thank you, Nick. Nick posted that summer checklist. Did you guys see that?
No.
I'll show you later. It's like stuff to do during the summer for wrestling.
I didn't see it.
It's pretty fucking cool. Nick, can you possibly post that in this chat so I can show the boys? I might want to print it out, and I'm going to give it to him. Maybe he'll do it with me. It's pretty cool, actually. Watch, like, 5 Vader matches. Watch it. It's pretty cool, actually.
Jimmy, you were at Chi-Town Rumble?
Jimmy's from the Midwest.
God damn, what? I'm jealous, dude. I wish I was there.
Can we check out YouTube?
We don't have to check on YouTube.
Let's check YouTube. And, yeah, man, that's any of the news?
Let's see.
Oh, did you hear about that indie event that happened? I forgot the name of the indie event, but apparently the owner of the company said that all the fans should get an HIV and a hepatitis C test.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, it's all over Facebook. Apparently that there was so much blood in one of the matches, apparently one of the guys supposedly has HIV or hepatitis.
First of all, unless you have an open sore or cut
Correct. Or
fluids, once the disease hits the open air, it's dead. Unless you transmit it through fluid.
Correct.
Just a heads up. Okay. Matt Riddle.
Oh, yeah. What happened with him?
Booker T is not a fan.
Why?
I'm going to read it right now.
Oh, Booker T is Bret Hart now?
On his latest podcast, Booker T responded to Matt Riddle's harsh words towards Bill Goldberg.
Oh, boy.
Right? Before Matt Riddle starts talking about anybody, Matt Riddle needs to work on his game. He needs to work on it very, very hard. That's coming from a Hall of Famer, one of the best in the business.
He said that?
Yep.
Wow.
Nick German said, Mikey's shirt is too sweet. TC, baby. Don't forget, July 20th.
Wait, what did Matt Riddle say about Goldberg?
Basically saying that Goldberg is nothing. He was never a big deal at all. And it was on Twitter, I think, last week. But Booker T's become Mr. Negative Nancy all of a sudden. Like, he's never happy with anything. He's like one of those the fans that we talk about all the time.
Can we check on YouTube?
YouTube.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing's going on YouTube.
Nothing on YouTube?
Nothing on YouTube?
Okay.
No.
Okay. I was watching Beavis and Butthead Comes to Go to America.
My box set comes with that movie.
That movie is hysterical.
We watched that, right?
Yes, we did, Mike. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
I am the great Van
Holio. That TV's on my bunghole.
Hey, but I am from Lake Titicaca.
Before we get to this throwback, Mike, anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You wanted to come on Terminal Throwback, so what was your bag there, Mr. Sending out these cryptic tweets?
Yeah, he made
about
me look,
what?
He made me look like a jerk off in that drawing.
With the pride colors?
Oof.
Hammer yeah. Club?
Yeah. Hammer Club.
Hammer Club.
Hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no other news.
I don't have any other news either.
You want to go wet your whistle?
Well, I mean, I'm wetting it now.
Well, I need to wet my whistle then.
You need to wet your whistle, though.
Yeah, so let's get going.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick break. We got a cool throwback for you tonight. Hey, baby. We got Hammer in studio with us.
Hey, butthead.
That's right. Listen to Terminal Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio. We are live on YouTube.
Ooh, yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God. I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dome, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Law,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet!
All right.
Sorry about that.
We're back. You like that? Oh. Nick just sent the checklist. I want to send it to Choppy.
I got it.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
You want
Chop? You want to read that checklist?
Yeah, go ahead, Chop.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, go ahead.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
I like her. I like Jessica. She's nice.
What don't ever that? Say that to Jessica. What's wrong with you, bro?
I'm retarded.
You are retarded.
You are.
Hey, bro.
What?
Yeah, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded, she's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum!
Jerk off.
All right. The Summer Wrestling Checklist for 2019. Number one, watch a match from the year you were born.
Ah.
Done it.
Watch 5 All Japan Pro Wrestling matches from the 1990s.
I can do that tonight.
Watch 2 Cold Scorpio versus Sabu from CyberSlam 96.
Oh, that's a good match.
I feel like I've seen that before.
You definitely saw CyberSlam 96.
Make some wrestling art and show it to someone.
Okay. I
may be too. Mike, you already did that.
Share a match you love with someone you love. Watch 5
versus Rob Van Dam 05.
Watch 5 Vader matches from not the WWF. Hmm. Don't want to say anything bad about wrestling for a week.
That's
easy for me. That's easy. I could do it.
I could do that. Well, I
did it.
Watch 5 pre WCW NWA matches.
Ooh.
Read a book about wrestling. I read a book all the time about wrestling. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's great. Watch 5. What is this? Manami
Toyota matches.
I don't know who that is.
The female wrestler.
Tell someone you love how much you love them.
I love you so much.
I love you so much, buddy.
Go to a live show. We do that all the time.
Do it all the time.
Watch the Nasty Boys versus Oh, I hate that match.
That's from Spring Stampede.
Hate that match.
That was a good match.
That match is fucking dreadful.
Well, at least you saw it.
A bunch of fucking fat asses.
Good.
And watch 5. Hands down. Watch 5 Mike Awesome matches from FMW or ECW.
And watch 5 tag matches where the titles change hands.
I would love to see that. That's a good list. Nick, where'd you find this shit?
Nick is our social media guru. You can Nick is instrumental in getting our Instagram up the snub. So shout out to Nick and everybody who've been joining us on Instagram. Public Enemy versus the Pitbulls. I could deal with that. Yeah. There's so many good wrestling matches. That's why we're doing this. Are you ready for your throwback tonight, boys?
No.
I am.
I'm
excited. I love this throwback.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Well, I want to do the whole card. Hey, Phil, Choppy's picking on me because Ham is funnier than him.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so this is pretty cool because I forgot that I was there.
Yeah, you were in the far left corner.
Okay. Yes, I was there in the far left corner on the TV side. April 15th, 1995.
Holy shit.
This is ECW Hostile City Showdown.
Oh my god, I was 11 years old.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Total capacity, 1,150, and that's pushing.
That's a lot.
That was before they redid the year.
Oh my god, that's a lot of people.
So, we're not doing the whole card because I can't find my videotape to convert it. I have it somewhere. I have it somewhere.
Excuse me.
But I didn't want to pay Rob Feinstein all the money to get it. I'm actually going to buy it.
You know, Rob Feinstein is selling an NWA television title?
Is it a Dave Milliken?
It looks like it.
Dave Milliken, then maybe I'll.
Can I show it to you?
No, I'm fucking poor now because.
Can I show it to you?
You might. Yeah, show it to me now and I'm fucking broke. Thanks.
There it is.
How much is he charging?
$5.
That's not a Dave Milliken.
You don't think so?
No way a Dave Milliken is that low.
Maybe because he's trying to get rid of it.
No.
Look.
He's a fucking Jew. No way. That's fake.
You don't think it's real?
I don't think. Read it. Read the fucking description. Did you break your screen again?
Yeah, last week. Boom. Like that. It wasn't even face first.
Come
back.
Come on, dude. I got a guy in New Dorp that fixes him, by the way.
You got a guy?
I got a guy.
You got a guy.
You got a guy.
See? Mike, tell him.
We all got guys.
Yeah. Ring that bell. All right. Let me run down the matches real quick, and then we'll go into the match that we're getting into tonight. Mikey Whipwreck beat Stevie Richards. Genjin defeated Tony Stetson. Baseball barbed wire match. Axel beats Ian Rotten.
That was a crazy match.
Raven beats no contest with Tommy Dreamer.
Excuse me.
Title change. I saw the ECW title change hands. The Sandman beat Shane Douglas for the title that night. I was there for that. Yep.
Wow. You must have been shocked for that one.
I was very shocked. ECW World Tag Team match. The Pitbulls versus Public Enemy. And Ron Simmons lost to 9-1-1.
Really?
And Cactus Jack beat Terry Funk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron Simmons lost to fucking 9-1-1?
Ron Simmons was in there that long. He was there from he had a feud with Tully Blanchard and then Shane Douglas. Then he went to WWF after this.
That's Farooq Hassad.
Fucking terrible. What a terrible gimmick. But the match we're talking about tonight.
One of the greatest matches ever.
Yeah. Now what? All right. So let's set this up. So there was three matches in 1995 between the late great Eddie Guerrero and the Shooter,
Dean Malenko.
Now, at the time, it's true. At the time, you don't really know that it's great. You know it's going to be a good match, but you don't appreciate it until after you watch it on TV and after you. You know, that kind of thing, right?
I'm cold.
You want to go lay down or something? Stop being...
Yeah, but there's a blanket over there if you want to
lay down.
You're
acting like a little bitch right about
now. Go get the blanket.
Stop drinking.
I ain't no female dog.
So...
I ain't no choppy either.
This sets up three...
Thankfully.
Three glorious matches they had from between then and the summertime. This was the first one, the first of three. And this was... Eddie Guerrero was the TV champ at the time.
Yeah.
And he was just coming off his...
He just beat Scorpio for the belt.
Beat Too Cold Scorpio for the belt. Then he had just lost his tag team partner, Art Barr, recently this.
Good for the drug overdose.
So this was Eddie, making his way back, into the fold. And this match, in my opinion, was the reason why... He went to WWE. Stop banging the microphone. It's annoying.
You're annoying.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. Chappy, protect me.
Fucking mook.
I know you are, but where am I?
This guy's a fucking mook.
I know you are, but
this guy's a fucking mook.
So, we, this match was their first outing.
Yes.
And we didn't, like, we knew, like, I knew that Eddie was a good wrestler. I knew Dean Malenko was a good wrestler because I watched this match late at night.
You gotta understand something, too. It's ECW. It's 1995. You're fucking annoying right now, so stop. Okay? It's ECW. It's 1995. And the crowd is rabid. Like, this is the start of Extreme. This is like, there was an energy in the building.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I went every 3 months. You know? And I forgot that I was there. If you look at this picture I posted, where's the video, actually? I'm like right here somewhere. I think it's there. I'm in this vicinity right here.
Look at that big mook.
Around 26:21 of the match. The match went almost a half hour.
It did.
And that's for ECW, that's rare because you didn't go a half hour, you know.
A lot of people need to realize in ECW, these guys didn't have hardcore matches.
What's up, Justin?
Benoit, Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, Jericho. A lot of these guys were just having regular wrestling matches.
Now, on the flip side of this, Dean Malenko was part of the original
Triple Threat.
It was him with Benoit and Shane Douglas.
Correct.
So
they held all the belts at one point.
Yeah. Dean was primarily a tag wrestler. Primarily.
Yes.
But he did hold the TV title.
Twice?
And I think the tag championship with Benoit.
Correct.
They had a feud with Public Enemy about maybe 6 to 8 months before that.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Mike?
Nothing.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, you look like you're in distress.
I'm not.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, no, but this match, it's like, just the start of the match was insane. The start of the match was insane.
I agree.
Because they had that, they did that double dropkick spot at the same time, and they had that standoff, and the whole crowd just like stood up, applauded the fuck out of these guys.
Yeah, I'm going to show Mike, and I'm going to show Choppy here. This whole area, like, we stood up. It was like every spot we stood up.
Yeah.
If you watch the match.
It's insane how, like, the crowd, you especially, was in awe of this match because you guys were clapping for every fucking hold in that match.
So they gave Dean Malenko that moniker, the man of 1,000 holds?
Yeah.
And he was a straight shooter. Dean Malenko was a shoot fighter before shoot fighting was a thing.
Would you say that he was better than Boris Malenko, his father?
You know what? I didn't see Boris Malenko fight, no. But I'm sure he surpassed anything he did because of...
I seen some Boris stuff on footage, just footage out there, Boris. And I would have to say his son, Dean, was much better. I think his son, Dean, was much, much better. Now, Joe Malenko, I never seen too much of Joe Malenko, but he did a lot more stuff in Japan, if I'm not mistaken.
They were a tag team in Japan.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
But I think Dean was...
Old Japan.
Dean is the far superior of the Malenkos.
Listen, we share a birthday, too, Dean and I, which is pretty cool, too.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. I went back to the hotel that night, and I was beside myself. Like, even though I was a big Public Enemy mark and whatever, and
I didn't know you liked Public
Enemy. Oh, I love Public Enemy. I did not know that. Yeah, okay. I love Public Enemy. Even though they weren't really sound wrestlers, they were great. They were comical. They had the crowd going. It was a great time. You knew something was different.
Yeah.
When they started incorporating shit like this, you know? You're right over there.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Laying down the mic.
You're not talking?
No. Hold on.
So we'll move the mic. There you go.
Okay.
And you felt it. I didn't know how great it was until I actually watched it on the VHS tape. Because when you went to an ECW event, it was an event, and then they showed 4 episodes of TV for the same event. So by the time I got back there, they were already selling it on video.
Oh, that's cool.
They had like a table.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I bought it.
How much did it? $20?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So for the time.
For 4 hours worth of footage?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. I still have the tape.
Do you really?
Original tape, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the extra videotapes I kept.
Did you convert it?
I converted it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
So I have to find the DVD. I could...
What did you say?
What did you say? Stop being a jerk.
Stop being a jerk.
He says I better be jealous.
You could slap him in the back of the head, bro. You have carte blanche, your Uncle Choppy.
Nah, I'm good.
You sure?
I don't hit people. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Bring that bell. This was so good. And
the multiple pinfalls. I think this had more pinfalls than Ricky Steamboat and fucking and Savage. Oh my god. Oof, my god.
It was so good.
Oh.
Were
you upset when it was a draw?
This wasn't a draw.
Yes, it was.
Oh, well, yeah, but the next match was... Well, we'll talk about the next match next time, but this set up three matches. Yes. And I don't think they expected... I wish... And Eddie Guerrero mentioned this in one of his interviews, I remember, because Dean Malenko really doesn't do interviews.
Yeah.
But he said that they weren't expecting to go three matches.
Why not?
Because they just didn't think it was going to...
be that big of a deal.
Right, because they had good chemistry, just didn't... I mean, they carried this chemistry to WCW.
I don't think the aura was the same in WCW.
No.
Because it didn't have the same oomph like they did. Because I don't think WCW pushed these guys as much as they would like to. The magic was there.
Oh, I didn't appreciate it until I saw the tape.
What about, like... I know we're doing this match tonight, but like, what about like their 2 out of 3 falls before they left?
Still wasn't as good as this.
I know. I agree.
This, I'm telling you right now, this might be if you want to rank ECW's top matches. Where you going, kid? You want to throw that bag? You want to throw that out? I have a garbage bag here.
I have a garbage bag here.
I have a bag.
Here
you go.
I juice
choppy. Bag right there.
There you go.
This sets up. This sets it up like big time.
Like this, this match proved that ECW wasn't just about the blood and guts. It was all about technical wrestling as well. And like, for me was a precursor to like matches like, you know, Rob Van Dam versus Jerry Lynn, like Benoit and Al Snow. Like, you remember that match with Benoit and Al Snow? That was a good fucking match, dude. What else? Just a multiple technical... Chris Jericho and Shane Douglas went at it a couple of times. There's a lot of great wrestling in ECW. Besides the fact that there was a lot of hardcore matches, these guys could go, man. They were fucking amazing technical wrestlers. Perry Saturn, John Cronus were very good wrestlers, besides the hardcore shit that they did, but...
Yeah.
It's just me. Hey, Justin Anderson's in the house.
I just said that before.
What, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Inclusive Breakdown every Sunday, right in your radio. Justin and the boys, Vince and all the... His cronies over there.
Yes.
Shout out to Indiana, by the way. State of Indiana. The Hoosier State. Anyway, I got to tell you, though, man. I watched this twice this week.
Good for you.
And I was like, just...
I have this on DVD.
Yeah, so do I.
On the Eddie Guerrero compilation.
Oh, I want to grab my Mid-South DVD before I leave.
Yeah, of course.
If you know where it is.
I think it's upstairs. I got to go ahead. It's upstairs.
All right, good. I didn't want to watch it tonight.
Ooh.
I want to show Michael the Rat Pack stuff. He's never seen it. So
Rat Pack is the shit.
Yeah. You all right, kid?
Yeah.
You okay?
Okay. Everything come out okay?
Nothing came out.
Yeah, I thought you had to pee.
I did. I just had a little
tinkly winkly.
Tinkly
winkly.
Don't ever say that ever again, please.
He said tinkly winkly.
Anyways,
we lost Hammer.
Yeah, we lost Hammer. He's cold. It's okay. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. But so this definitely set up the like Choppy said it, a different brand
of wrestling.
Yeah, and it gave ECW that. It put it this way, this taught WCW. This was the blueprint to WCW's curtain jerkers. The cruiserweights and the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because think about it for a sec. If it wasn't for these cruiserweight matches in WCW, they wouldn't be the show wouldn't have been that good, honestly. And I would even say that these guys were the forefathers for like Ring of Honor, if you think about it. Like the style of the match,
yeah,
kind of. That's how I see that. Then who's this? Jay Lethal?
This is Jonathan Gresham against
who?
Silas Young.
I like
that's
Silas.
Jordan Grace's boo.
I like signing. That's Jordan Grace's with that?
Jonathan Gresham.
Yeah. Oh.
You don't like Jonathan Gresham, the octopus?
Oh, I like Jordan Grace, not him.
I'm a fan of Jonathan Gresham. I like him in New Japan anyway.
I like Silas better.
Yeah.
Silas looks like he's 60.
And he's 43.
I think he's
a little younger.
He's 39 years old.
Yeah.
But, yeah, going back, yeah, I there's nothing wrong with this match. Everything was perfect. And you know what's made this match even better? Everything was called in the ring. Everything was called inside the ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
I never saw Dean Malenko doing a head scissors, a tilt-a-whirl head scissors, because Joey Styles is like, call it what you will, a head scissors by Dean Malenko. It was actually really funny. But I can't say anything enough good about Dean Malenko and Eddie Guerrero. They were so good. So good. I miss Eddie Guerrero a lot. I remember when he passed away, I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. I was 21 years old when he passed away. And Dean Malenko, I'm very happy for Dean Malenko. He's one of the producers for AEW now. And I wish him all the best. I hope he creates superstars over there. And, yeah, nothing much to say about this.
I mean, we have the match queued up. I'm going to play the end of it. I'm just
doing
something else over here. Give me 1 second.
That's not a problem. Guys, tell me what you think about Eddie Guerrero and Dean Malenko.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, if you, seriously, I can't tell you, I mean, we can talk about this match forever. I don't want to go hole by hole because it's a half hour.
It's a half hour. We don't want to go hole by hole for everything. But we're going to go to the very end of the match.
Yeah.
And show you how it ends because it's really, really good. Do yourselves a favor. It's on YouTube. Eddie Guerrero versus Dean Malenko from Hostile Showdown from 1995. All you got to do is type in Eddie Guerrero versus Dean Malenko in ECW and it'll pop up.
So this is the last minute or two of the match.
Yes.
Let's play it right now.
Malenko right up after him. Malenko up to the second turnbuckle. One, two, no! Guerrero with the sunset flip out of nowhere.
See a very young 21-year-old Impact player in the crowd.
Oh, you guys must have been pissed when that bell rang.
There goes the bell.
We all stood up and clapped. There I am.
There you are.
By the shooter, the Iceman, Dean Malenko. And these fans know that the shooter will stop at nothing to earn the right to call himself the ECW Television Champion. But to do so, he must defeat a world-class athlete in Eddie Guerrero.
That super electric chair drop reversed into the super power bomb or the splash mountain.
Yeah.
As they were calling it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
You know, for me, Meltzer can add 500 stars to this. This set that I feel my opinion, this match set the tone for the next 10 years of pro wrestling in terms of how WCW booked their shit. How WWE addressed some of their cruiserweight, lightweight people and whatnot. This was the dawning of a new era. It wasn't the 6'2", 260-pound guys anymore. It was the smaller guys, the cruiserweights.
It's like the 5'8", 200 pounds, 190-pound guys.
Guys that would stretch you out. And then, like, it evolved. Two Cold Scorpios of the world. The Rob Van Dams of the world.
Yeah, because Two Cold Scorpio was 6 foot and 250 pounds doing flips and,
you know,
flips and shits.
Benoit. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. You had Benoit and Scorpio.
Doing flips and shit.
It was crazy. You had then right after this, 96, Paulie brings in Rey Mysterio.
Juventud Guerrero, Psychosis.
Hoovy, Psychosis.
Conan.
Conan, as Sandman would say.
Conan.
Conan. Hey, Conan.
Hey, Conan.
But I'm telling you right now, man, go watch this match. Good night, Matt. Thank you.
Later, brother.
I can't begin to tell you how excited I was to see this again. And to remind everybody how great this was. We're going to be doing all three matches, by the way. There's no secret. Are we doing a show next week, even though it's a holiday weekend? I mean, 4th of July is on a...
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Are you going to be around? Are you working Friday?
That's a good question. The production that I'm on is off that Friday. And, yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out. I'll let you know.
Yeah, if we don't do a show this week, we'll be back next week. We might get a filatory. We might get something either way, but because it's a holiday weekend, we've totally, you know. But we're doing all three matches, maybe in a row. I'm not sure because I want to do. We're gonna do the Great American Bash for the throwback,
July 20th,
which is gonna be dope. We're gonna have all the boys here. It's gonna be fantastic.
Oh, you know who else is coming?
Who?
My brother.
He's coming to the show?
Yeah, he wants to come.
No shit.
Yeah, he wants to come.
Man, I set up some microphones
there. I asked him. I was like, you want to come? He was like, yeah, if you'll have me, sure.
Sure, all right. Fucking A. So we have Cuz Bros. We got Brother Danny.
We got to get a nickname for my brother. We need to get like a non-government name for my brother. The Quiet Behind the Riot. Because he's a very quiet guy.
Sign Guy Danny. we'll make a little sign for him.
Right. So my one of my coworkers calls my wife Lady Gaga.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Because my last name is Margaka.
Oh God!
He's like, I'm gonna call your wife Lady Gaga. That's actually really funny. Oh yeah, you gonna show me something on this?
So I bought the latest Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and it was cool to read because I grew up with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $10 anymore. It went back down to $7.
Okay,
which is cool. Pretty cool articles actually in it. And this one was, they did a poll.
Excuse me. That's okay.
They did a poll of wrestling's hottest questions answered. This guy, Dan Murphy, is one of the writers now.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a poll, and this poll was fucking miserable. I want to read it to you. Number one, who is pound for pound the best male wrestler in the world? Okay. Here are your options. Okay.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan. Kenny Omega, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, Okada, Finn Balor, and other.
What is that? Okada, number one.
Daniel Bryan won with 28%.
Are you serious? No way.
Who is the best pound for pound female wrestler in the world?
Okay.
Okay. Here's your options. Charlotte, Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, Asuka, Io Shirai, Sasha Banks, Mercedes Martinez, and others.
I would have said Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch came in third. Ronda Rousey. Charlotte was 23%.
Are you serious?
Yep. If you can watch the matches of only one active wrestler, who would you choose? Here are your options. Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho, AJ Styles, Ricochet, Kenny Omega, others.
Kenny Omega.
Daniel Bryan again.
Why? His matches were terrible this year.
Hey, wrestling fans are fucking clueless.
Oh my God.
Number four, is wrestling better or worse than it was 5 years ago?
I think it's better.
By how much? What's the percentage?
I'm going to say 46%.
95% better.
Oh, 95% better.
Yeah. Question five, Chop. Assuming that the Universal and WWE titles are the most prestigious championships in the world, rank the next five.
What are my choices?
WWF IC, ROH, IWGP Intercontinental, IWGP Heavyweight, and NXT title.
Number one, I'm going to go with it has to be the IWGP Heavyweight title.
Correct.
Thank That's, you.
What's number two?
NXT.
What's number three?
I'm going to go with the Ring of Honor.
That's fourth. IWGP IC title.
Okay. All
right. Which means the Intercontinental Championship is fifth.
Okay. I'm not. I'm, sounds I'm
not,
right.
I'm not mad at that
that's
list.
A, that's not terrible.
I'm not mad at that list. Wrestling's better by 30%. Thanks, Nick. My man, Nick. All right. Chop. What is wrestling's most devastating finishing maneuver? Ready for this?
Choices.
Your choices are, they're going by percentages, by the way, it's still, okay. Curb Stomp, the Black Mass, Murphy's Law, Rainmaker, the Kinshasa, the RKO, the One Winged Angel, and others.
I'm going to go with the Kinshasa.
Curb Stomp.
Why? Like, why, though?
Who is the best male brawler? Here are your options. Braun Strowman, Ishii, Samoa Joe, KO, Dean Ambrose, Sami Callihan, Ricky Shane Page, or others?
Sami Callihan.
Braun Strowman, 28%.
Okay, I'm not shocked by that.
Who's the best female brawler? Here are your choices. Asuka, Nia Jax, Soraya Knight, Lufisto, Nyla Rose, others.
I'm going to say Asuka.
Correct, 38%.
Okay.
Who is the best male aerialist? This should be an easy one. Well, actually, it's not easy. I picked wrong without looking first. Ricochet, Will Ospreay, Pac, AJ Styles, Mustafa Ali, Kalisto, and others.
It's got to be Will Ospreay.
I thought so, too. He loses by 10 points, Ricochet.
So Ricochet, oh, really? Oh my God, his former rival.
10 points.
Wow.
10 points. Who is the best, who is the most, I'm sorry, the most underrated female wrestler in the world? Is it Nicole Savoy, Lufisto, Natalya, Mickie James, Ruby Riott, Shayna Baszler, others?
I want to say Ruby Riott.
Nicole Savoy.
Who's that?
She's the Shimmer Champ.
I don't know what that is.
By 6% she won.
Okay.
This pissed me off. Who is the most underrated male wrestler in the world? Here are your choices.
Oh boy.
Here are your choices. Dean Ambrose, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Kenny Omega, The Young Bucks, Shane McMahon, and others.
I'm going. You want to know something? And I'm pretty sure why I know why you got pissed off. Dean Ambrose is underrated.
26%.
No.
And you know what's even worse? Bobby Lashley wins 23%, is second place.
Are you serious?
23%.
He's Sloppy Lashley?
The, I don't know where these fans are coming from, man. God. I want to know. I want the next time I'm going to write this guy Murphy. And next time PWI puts up a fucking poll, I want to bring this guy onto the show.
Sloppy Lashley is 23?
Who is the most overrated female wrestler? Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, Bayley, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, Carmella, and others.
I'm going to say Ronda Rousey.
Charlotte Flair.
She's overrated? She's solid, dude.
That's what I thought. Who is wrestling's sexiest woman? I wish. Liv Morgan, Lana, Brandi Rose, Mandy Rose, Becky Lynch, Allie, Toni Storm, others.
Mandy?
I wish.
Who was it?
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan?
Yeah.
She's like 5 foot nothing with like no appeal.
Here's Hammer's favorite category. Who's wrestling's sexiest man? Is it Finn Balor, Johnny Impact, Seth Rollins, Kenny Omega, Ziggles, The Velveteen Dream, Ricochet, others?
The Dream.
I want to say Balor.
Balor wins 30%.
I had a feeling.
This pissed me the fuck off. Who does the best promos currently? Here are your choices. Daniel Bryan, Paul Heyman, The Miz, Velveteen Dream, Chris Jericho, Juice Robinson, and others. Now, others got 24%, by the way.
I would have said Paul Heyman, but I'm going to say Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, Paul Heyman and Paul Heyman's for a second, Daniel Bryan's first.
I don't care.
The
that.
Miz is third at 16%.
The Miz is really good on the mic.
He's good, but he ain't fucking better than Jericho.
No.
All right, chop. Who's wrestling's best TV announcer? Is it Mauro Ranallo, Corey Graves, Kevin Kelly, your boy Ian Riccoboni, Don Callis, Canada's own, Nigel McGuinness, hello, or others.
Nigel.
Mauro Ranallo destroyed this list.
Look, it's Mauro.
56%.
He's a...
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia!
Who was wrestling's MVP of 2018?
Oh, God.
Here are your choices.
Oh, God.
Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Kenny Omega, Ronda Rousey, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, and others.
I'm going to say Roman Reigns.
Seth fucking Rollins.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Gotta love it.
Number 24. Who do you think will be the number one wrestler in the 2019 PWI 500? Here are your choices.
Oh, God.
Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Jay Lethal.
I'm going to say Seth Rollins.
Again, 36%.
Why?
I don't know, dude.
His title reign is so underwhelming.
I want to know. I'm going to write this guy Murphy. I want to see where this fucking poll, how many people actually responded to this poll in total. And I want a percentage. Because if this is not kayfabe, if this part of the magazine isn't kayfabe and this is real, these fans are fucking clueless. 25. Who do you think will be number one in PWI Women's 100 in 2019? Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Ronda Rousey, Asuka, or other?
Becky Lynch.
Correct. 45%. All right. 26. List in order the preference for the next five selections to the WWE Hall of Fame.
What are my list? What are my choices?
Rock, Owen Hart, Bruiser Brody, which he made the fucking legend thing, so he's excluded. Victoria or the Bulldogs?
I'm going to put Rock number one.
Okay.
Bulldogs number two.
No, they're last.
Who's the other choices again?
Owen Hart, Bruiser Brody, Victoria.
Owen Hart number two. I would have said Owen Hart number three, but...
He's number two.
Number two. Victoria number three.
She's four.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Bulldogs are 16%.
I had a feeling the Rock was going to be number one.
And it says, note, the results reflect the percentage of times each individual was named among the panelists' top five choices.
So it's not even fans, it's a panel!
Right. Percentage totals in this category do not equal 100. Ugh, ridiculous. Okay, yes or no? Will the WWE ever construct a Hall of Fame building?
Yes.
No, 65%.
Wow. I say they do. And it's going to be in Florida.
All right, Choppy. I got a few more and then we can wrap this up.
Okay.
All right, 28. At press time. This is right after WrestleMania, by the way. This is like April. This was printed. Well, it's printed out for June, but it was done in April. At press time, the WWE stock was selling at $82.94 a share. Where do you see the stock from now? Substantially lower? Slightly lower? About the same? Slightly higher? Or substantially higher?
About the same.
80% said substantially lower.
Lower? I don't know.
Actual Gartner about that.
I'm going to say about the same.
Okay. Here's interesting. At press time, Raw was averaging a Nielsen rating of 2.12.
Jesus Christ.
Where do you see those ratings in a year from now? Now that we have Paul Heyman, this is obviously pre-Paul Heyman's magazine. So is it slightly lower, significantly lower, about the same, slightly higher, significantly higher?
I want to say slightly higher.
Slightly lower, 40%.
Because they don't have Paul Heyman.
That's going to switch. Same question for SmackDown.
Slightly, I would say about the same.
Significantly higher, 70%.
Really?
They're basing on the Fox TV move.
Gotcha.
Which is the best wrestling program on television? NXT, New Japan, SmackDown, Raw, Lucha Underground, Impact, others.
NXT.
40%, correct. At press time, this is April, by the way, the WWE Network had 1.59 million subscribers. Where do you see that number in a year from now?
I'm going to say slightly higher.
Correct, 30%. Okay. Do you subscribe to the network? Yes or no?
Yeah.
67% said yes. Or you just take your best friend's login like Choppy does.
Of course. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. How many more of these? There's a bunch of them. Hold on.
Who cares?
There's 50, so we're up to 34.
Keep going.
All right. I was saving this. I wanted to bring this to you last week. I forgot. Number 34, posed to network subscribers only. Aside from pay-per-view events, what is the main reason why you subscribe to WWE Network?
For the old school shit.
Is it NXT, archive matches, WWE original specials, 205 Live, Edge and Christian, Ride Along, Photo Shoot?
For the archives.
NXT, 45%.
Okay, that's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Who the hell is Murphy? He's a writer for PWI. Wrestler Magazine was the same people, Jimmy, just a different name. Same people. Well, they're all Aptamags. Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, The Wrestler, and my favorite Inside Wrestling.
My favorite wrestling magazine was WOW.
WOW.
WOW Magazine was the shit. What else is
WOW? Okay. Aside from WWE Network, which streaming services do you subscribe to? New Japan World, Honor Club, MLW, Independent, Fight TV, Stardom, Women's Wrestling World, or none?
None.
Close. 28% said New Japan World, 38% said none. Which was the best pay-per-view of 2018? Was it Evolution, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, others?
I won't say others.
Evolution.
The women's one?
28%. And Crown Jewel did not get one vote.
Wow. That was terrible.
Wow! Okay. Assuming Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H are the most influential people in wrestling, who are the next five? Tony Khan, Kevin Dunn, George Barrios, Harada, or Joe Koff?
I'm going to say Tony Khan.
Tony Khan, 95%.
Yep.
This pissed me off a little bit.
Oh, God.
Which wrestling podcast do you listen to? Jericho, Wrestling Observer, Something to Wrestle With, Cornette, Austin, Raw Support, PWI Podcast, Taz Show, Art of Wrestling, the 605 Super Podcast, Live.
That? Who's that?
I know. Live Audio Wrestling.
That was terrible throwbacks.
So do I. And that should be, but it's Jericho, 75%. All right, number 39. Whom would you like to see as a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble in 2020? The Rock, CM Punk, Taker, Booker T, Kenny Omega, Velveteen Dream, Hulk Hogan, or other?
Other.
The Rock, 26%.
Who cares?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to see The Rock anymore wrestle.
What does that have a pinned comment here?
What does that mean by pinned?
I have no idea.
You can unpin it.
How do you do that?
Click on unpin. Yeah, bottom.
Unpin comment. Thank you.
There you go.
Jerk off.
What the fuck?
What did I just do?
I don't know.
No.
Cancel.
No, I want to cancel it. I want to fucking unpin the comment. All right. Moving right along. The Prime River Podcast. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Will Becky Lynch's popularity last through 2019? Yes or no?
No.
Correct. 55%. Number 47, Chop. Would it benefit WWE over the long term to sever its business relationship with the Saudi Arabian government? Yes or no?
No.
Yes, 85%.
They shouldn't, because they're making money off of that.
What's up, Shaylin?
Hey, Shaylin, what's up?
You broke it. Yeah, pretty much. 48. Will we see more of Shawn Michaels in the ring? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, 67%. And I hope it stays that way. 49. Will this be Lucha Underground's last season?
Yes.
70% said yes. And if you listen to Jeff Cobb on Jericho's podcast this last past week, he kind of like said some things about them too, because he had to get out of the contract.
Because he's Matanza.
Well, he was. He had to get out of the contract. It was bad. The contracts were bad.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. All right, and number 50, what country will host the next performance center following the opening of the UK facility? Japan, India, or Mexico?
Japan.
55% correct.
They just went to Tokyo over this week.
Yeah, and Triple H joined the club. You see that nonsense?
How come we don't get shit like that in the States, but they get over there in Japan? That's fucking bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Not bad, right?
No. No, it was all right. It was a little.
I mean, I want to talk to this fucking Dan, this Murphy guy, because
it's weird.
I know it's very weird. You want to get out of here, partner?
Yeah, why not?
We gotta get out of here.
A little beat. Okay.
It is ECW. Anyway. Shout out to Jimmy Ferrari and the Dark Satellite Media. We added some more shows.
Yes.
Rich Fye, Neighborhood Knuckleheads. We got the Ill Street News Podcast from Philly. Shout out to those guys. There's a few of them. It's getting there. We're getting there.
So, what do you think of the show, guys? Let us know.
Yeah, we'll post that match on social media.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram.
Buy a shirt this week, 20% off.
Buy a shirt, 20% off. Codename America.
America.
And
thank you to Hammer for coming on with us tonight.
Thank you, Hammer. As he says, you're welcome in the background.
Thanks again to Jimmy from RSA. Reviews, go to Jimmy's page. Check them out. Thanks to Cuz Bro Richie for his little promo from Beyond the Belts. Go
Richie!
Go check them out. And that's it, man. I don't know. Anything else going on?
No.
In case we don't come on Friday, have a great holiday weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy your family. Be safe. Enjoy Spider-Man if you're going to see it. I know I am. I hope Choppy is too.
I hope so too.
Shout out to everybody who's been giving us love, man. We get a lot of feedback lately. It's been fun. I love you guys. You're the best. Keep us going. A lot of big things coming up this summer, so stay on the lookout. And buy a shirt, please. So on behalf of my Hammer, my partner in crime, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't say those racist words. This guy. And, you know, be a good person. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.